Well, it doesn't usually happen in local government, but tonight's meeting of the Marrickville Council in Sydney's inner west will attract national attention. The Greens-controlled Marrickville Council voted last December to boycott businesses with links to Israel. It wanted to join an international coalition of universities, unions and municipalities that have signed up to peacefully pressuring Israel to end its occupation of the Palestinian territories via a campaign called BDS, which stands for Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions. The council's decision has been harshly criticised here in Australia. Kevin Rudd called it nuts. Julie Bishop said it was bigoted. And yesterday, Labor's local federal MP, Anthony Albanese, said his community had become the subject of national ridicule. But this wasn't just a Greens-led boycott. The Labor councillors in Marrickville supported the boycott as well. And I can reveal to you this morning that earlier this year, Labor's left faction in New South Wales also voted in favour of the international boycott. The Labor Party Deputy Mayor of Marrickville is Sam Iskander. He's been interested in these issues long before he was elected to council. In 1977, he fled to Australia from the Lebanon Civil War. He joins you now. Councillor, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What will happen tonight when the Marrickville Council meets to vote on this issue?
We are expecting whole issue will be buried because we discovered after receiving a report from our staff saying it's going to be very costly and it can't be in any way benefiting our residents. That's why we will kill it.
What about if the mayor of the Marrickville Council, Fiona Byrne, puts up a motion that's an in principle support for this boycott, so it doesn't bear any cost? Would you support that?
Well, we really need to go to the meeting in open mind, but I don't see what does it mean in practical. I would really like to go and listen to the debate, but definitely the boycott against Israel is not a goer, and since we rule that, and she is ruling that, what principles mean after that? It means nothing, really. If it's going towards supporting morally the Palestinians to have their rights and to really being supported for justice in their occupied territories, we all stand for that. Even Israel recognized that the right for the Palestinian to establish their own state, it's legitimate. All the issue which came from the BDS is to really support the peace initiatives and the resolution being passed by the United Nations to establish two states and give the Palestinians their rights to live as a human being.
So the BDS campaign.
Let
me clarify this. Sorry, you're saying the BDS campaign, which you voted for in December, is a general campaign to support the peace initiatives.
Yep.
Why then would you be backing away from it now?
We are backing off because we can see that it's not something we can't do in our capacity as a council. It's not for us. It's for the federal to decide. And we've been really under a lot of stress from the new elected premier for New South Wales, which he sent us a letter saying in 28 days we have to respond to his letter asking us to stop the boycott.
What about, you say it's for the feds to decide. Has your local federal MP, Anthony Albanese, has he put pressure on the Labor Council members to back down on this?
Not really. We've been communicating and we've been always in support of the two states, the Israeli state and the Palestinian states. And as you know, the international community are supporting that. So he didn't put any pressure on us, but he always put us on the very clear vision to how can we do it if there is any chance to do it, but there is no chance to do it at all.
If there was a motion tonight that expressed solidarity with the Palestinians, saying the Marrickville Council remains symbolically, though not financially, opposed to the occupation, are you saying you wouldn't support that?
Definitely we will oppose the occupation. Definitely we will call for the rights to the for the Palestinians to establish their own state, which the Israelis are working for it. The Jewish community, they are very happy to support any peaceful relationship between the two sides and to encourage the Israeli government and the Palestinians to achieve the peaceful solution which lead to two states. That's what I think the best way to solve all these problems.
So you agree with Anthony Albanese, who said yesterday you don't have to be anti-Israeli to be pro-Palestinian. That's your view. I'm just wondering if you think that will be evident in some kind of motion voted on tonight.
It's not like that, really. It's about the BDS, and the BDS, to us, it's not a AGOA. It can't be done in our capacity as Marrickville Council. That's why all of us, we will vote unanimously, this is what I am expecting, against the BDS. So this is what's going to happen. But just to remind you, we have very successful programs between Marrickville Council and the Palestinian territory city, which is Bethlehem. And we did very well in our relationship as a sister city there. And when I was there, I had the chance to meet with our officials in Ramallah, and they told me they are really helping the Palestinians there.
Okay. Sam, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you to you.
Sam Iskander is the Labour Party Deputy Mayor of Marrickville. It's 8:13.